from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are we so football heavy today?
The NFL season starts tonight.
There it is, Andy. Come on, baby. Here we go.
You pumped? I got to set my lineup. I forgot.
You better. If you have any, Ravens or Chiefs?
I could be apathy by week zero this year.
Good luck to you.
You're welcome.
The Browns have a chance to do some big things this year. Not really being considered the team in the AFC North by most people around the country, these people who talk about such things.
Who are these people?
Yes. Not even considered one of the top teams in the AFC, like for a wild card spot by a lot of folks. Perhaps the reason why, perhaps, might be the offense. Okay, there are question marks about the offense, and we're gonna break down the offense here a little bit today.
Okay.
And if you'd like to join in and give us some input, 216-474-0092. We're going to look at each position on the offense and just discuss it for a second, but really focus in on who we think might be the key guy at that position group.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way.
Deshaun Watson.
The key guy on the entire offense is... Oh, wait a minute. You just said it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump
He's the key guy on the whole offense. We know that. That's why we're not going to go in depth on that. We've talked about it for weeks and months. He is the key guy to the offense. They have to get it going. He has to play well.
Gotcha.
In theory, he has to be healthy. Okay? If he's healthy, hopefully he will play well. If he's healthy and doesn't play well, might be an even bigger problem. That could be a bigger problem than if he's not healthy. Because that means you get 2 more years of a guaranteed contract and a quarterback that's not playing well. We know he's the main guy.
Right.
Okay.
But there's another question there.
What's that?
Who's the backup guy?
Oh, that's Jameis.
Is it? I was listening to the morning show.
It's Jameis.
There are depth charts that say DTR is number 2.
Yeah, it's Jameis.
Jeff says it's Jameis. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You defy the depth chart?
Yes, I do.
Really?
You ever read a depth chart that was really accurate?
Yeah.
Really? What college did it come from?
Our lads is pretty close on everything.
Well, that's not a team release depth chart.
Oh, you mean a team release depth chart.
Ever read one that's really accurate? No.
High school?
Maybe.
If they know the kids' names.
Where would you like to start other than quarterback? Because, we know Deshaun Watson is the key to the whole thing. Would you like to start at running back or wide receiver? I'll let you choose.
Tight end, sure.
All right, let's start at tight end, because why? It's Andy's favorite position in all of football.
Yes, it is.
Right now, there are 2 tight ends on the roster.
Which is mind-blowing to me in a Kevin Stefanski offense.
David Njoku and Jordan Akins. The key player is, in theory, obvious, Andy, but I'm going to say it's not David Njoku.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be your second leading receiver this year, so you tell me why.
I think perhaps... the key player at tight end isn't on this team right now.
Oh, I can't.
Njoku's clearly the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's clearly the most important player there, but I think the key player might be a third tight end that they bring in. Or one of the guys that's on the practice squad right now. A guy named Blake Whitehart is on the practice squad. He's from Wake Forest. He was with the Cardinals. And Cameron Latu from Alabama was with the 49ers. I would assume they're going to play 3 tight ends at some point, maybe sooner rather than later. Clearly, Njoku is the most talented tight end, and he's your starter. But I think the key guy might be the extra guy they bring in, because I would assume he's going to play, and I would assume he needs to play fairly decent football. So I that's a little out of the box.
Yeah.
Njoku's terrific. He's the starter. He's really good.
I feel like you're doing this for a conversation.
Well, Andy, we have 4 hours of a show.
Are you sure?
So I'm thinking that maybe conversation is a good thing.
Take away the commercial breaks.
I'm thinking.
And every time we let Dan talk,
all right, so it's like a sitcom is 22 minutes.
Yeah.
So we have 44-minute hours. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, do we have any press conferences we can throw in there?
If you'd like to talk about Njoku, go ahead.
It's Njoku. I don't think there's any. I don't even think. Yeah, talking about some mythical player who's not on the team yet, saying that they're
the most
important.
I didn't say he's mythical. I gave you two guys that might be.
I'm looking at the roster, and the roster shows me two active tight ends. So anything else would be from the land of mythicalism.
Like a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah, it's totally Harry. I was going to say Gandalf's for some reason.
I mean, it's
and then I started thinking about
this real easily. Okay, your key lineman is Joel Bitonio. Your key wide receiver is Amari Cooper.
Oh, is that your fake radio voice?
No, that's me being basking on a grumpy day.
Well, actually, it would be just David Njoku. Just that's it.
That's your old 92.3 when you were in college playing the hits while you're spraying your pits.
No,
right here.
We were tripling the music. Just so you know that.
I got Menigan going today.
He's really aggravated with us today. I think most people are
today. Thank you, Les.
Why is it a day that ends?
That
a
was
day?
For Les.
Every day, Jeff.
When I look at the tight end spot, it's just real clear. Okay,
it's crystal clear. Well, yeah.
It's Njoku, but they historically use more than two tight ends. Why do we have only two? Stay tuned. I think that might be really interesting to see.
You could say, I mean, look, Deshaun and Jordan Akins never really had a chance to blend last year.
Right.
And
though they blended in Houston.
Correct. So maybe somewhere along the line here, that would be correct.
Let's go to wide receiver.
Okay, so you're no longer done with the tight ends.
I am. Well, do you have anything more to say?
No, I just think it's David Njoku, and that's all there is to it. Okay.
At wide receiver, it's Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman, Jamari Thrash, David Bell. To me, the most intriguing guy, the key guy at wide receiver, is Jerry Jeudy. You brought Jerry Jeudy in to be the perfect compliment to Amari Cooper, and he better be, and you're paying him like it. I honestly think it could be anyone other than Amari Cooper, because we know Amari, we know what he is, we know what you're going to get from him. He's going to be Pro Bowl caliber, and he's going to be very solid and very good, and he's going to have two or three games that are incredible, and he's going to have a lot of games that are pretty good. That's a historic pattern for him. Huge games, and then pretty good. And he'll do that again this year. Jeudy's in his fifth season. He's still only 25 years old. And they are paying him, Andy, $41 million guaranteed dollars. He is the 20th highest paid wide receiver as far as a guarantee in the sport. He's the 26th highest paid wide receiver per season at 17.5. And he's not performed like it in his career. And that, to me, is why he has to be the key guy here. If you go over the ranks of where he's ranked in his career, right now, he's the 20th highest paid guaranteed dollars. Between receptions, yardage, and touchdowns, only once has he finished in the top 20 in one of those categories. In 2022, he was 19th with 6 touchdowns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Downs. So, though he's paid like one of the higher producing guys, he hasn't been yet. I think he's capable of it. I really do. I think he's a really talented young guy, and I think he could be really good. And this could be the situation where he busts out. But like last year in Denver, he was 47th in receptions, he was 40th in yards, and he was 64th in touchdown catches. That's not good enough if you're making $41 million guaranteed dollars, the 20th highest guarantee in the NFL. And if you're the 26th highest paid guy at $17.5 million, I know there was a lot of buzz. Ooh, we got Jerry Jeudy, and we got him under contract before the big wave of contracts came out. Well, guess what? He didn't deserve one of those other ones. He didn't deserve Tyreek Hill money, Justin Jefferson money, Brandon Ayuk money. He deserved Jerry Jeudy money. Maybe. Because he's not lived up to that from, if you're going to correlate production and dollars, it's not there yet. I think it could be this year.
I want to say Elijah Moore, but I can't. I think you're 100% right. You know, the issue with Moore is Moore's never really been a super dominant wide receiver, even in his first year when he was with the
so
Jets.
He's so intriguing. But
yeah, it's like, right, it's like you're waiting for the bubble to burst right, in a good way, not a bad way.
In a good way, first year. Same with Jeudy. That's why I think it could be, like Cedric Tillman, I think could be really good. But I'm with you.
I think David Bell could be really good.
The key guy could be anybody other than Amari Cooper, because we don't really know what we're going to get out of anybody but Amari. And could Elijah Moore explode this year? Yeah, he could. Could Jerry Jeudy? Yeah. I think it better be Jeudy, Andy, because you're paying him a pretty good hunk of change. And you're expecting him to be really good. And though good, I'm glad he's under contract, and I'm glad he's making money, and I'm glad he's here. I like him. But they're paying him more than he's ever produced in his career. That has to change.
I know we sit here and talk about these guys. The guy that's intriguing to me is Jamari Thrash.
Well, we've mentioned everybody.
Yeah, but I have expectations for all those other guys. I would love to see what Jamari Thrash is going to, like, every year in college he got better. He had 1,100 yards in receptions his last year at Georgia State before transferring over to Louisville. He had 7 touchdowns at Georgia State, and then he had 8, or I'm sorry, he had 6.
Georgia State, that's
their Sun Belt team. Yeah. And then the next year, he transferred to ACC into Louisville and ended up with 6.
Right.
So he's got 13 touchdowns in his last 2 years. I know it's college football. I don't know. There's something about that kid. He's got some zip to him, man. There's some electricity to him.
He makes some plays. I'd be surprised if we see much of him. I hope we see a lot of Cedric Tillman. But I do think the guy who really has to step up is Jerry Jeudy. What do you think, folks? That's we've talked about the quarterback, obvious. The tight end, not so obvious for Andy and me, and the wide receiver. Running back, offensive line coming up, because this offense has to produce this year. If this team is going to go to the playoffs, if it's going to make a playoff run, if it's even going to get there, I think the offense really has to be a lot better than it was last year. A lot better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.